My name is Adam Daniel Mazet at The Real ADM on Twitter. You can find me all around. I've got links going back years. You know, I was watching this film by storied Iranian filmmaker Abbas Kiarostami. It's a film called Certified Copy from 2010, starring Juliette Binoche and William Schimmel. Now, for those of you who don't know this movie, it's the first appearance by opera singer William Schimmel in a co-starring role with Juliette Binoche, who is an actress who I adore. I just think, first of all, regardless of her acting chops, I think Juliette Binoche is one of the most attractive women I've ever seen. She's just so feminine, and she's so talented and so capable, and you'll see it all on display in this Kiarostami movie. The thing that I love the most about Juliette Binoche is the fact that she's so linguistically talented. You see her effortlessly flit between her native French into English and in Italian, and she just goes back and forth between all of these languages with zero hesitation. You know, it takes a lot of self-confidence to be an actor because you're constantly exposing yourself to the vagaries of, you know, the emotional plane of existence. And Juliette Binoche just puts on this clinic every time she gets in front of the camera and acts. There was something else I wanted to mention, in fact, about the film that I'm not going to have enough time for, and I see I'm going to have to upgrade to the plus version of Audioboo. But in any event, in the next minute, I can describe just what really impressed me about Binoche's performance. She just was so, like, real. The thing I love about so-called European movies, okay, Kiarostami's from Iran, but most of his financing is from Europe. The thing I just love about European movies is they're not made to entirely spoon-feed an audience narratively. In other words, there are some gaps that could possibly even be misconstrued by an audience. In other words, you don't necessarily know what the hell the director or the screenwriter was trying to say, but it leaves enough of a swath of interpretation that, depending on how it affects you personally in your life, that it'll affect you in some way. And you don't necessarily get those with American films. There is some cerebral American indie. There's a lot of it, actually. But in terms of the stuff that gets distributed mainstream, you don't really catch that here in North America, even though I'm in Toronto. So thanks again for listening, and I will try to get onto Plus, because 3 minutes is not enough. Thanks very much.